appearances are deceiving. Oh, yes, appearances are deceiving. Are these appearances deceiving because they are something so unusual? Or are appearances deceiving because they are something that we have misunderstood? When we look at the world and we see a person who has a non-photogenic face, they're not photogenic, and you take pictures of them and their pictures never turn out very well. And then you think to yourself, my goodness, that's the last person on earth that I would ever think would be a movie star. And you think, how strange. They had the movie Throw Mother Off the Train, and Mama was a very terrible-looking person. She was a very ugly-looking person, but she had a heart. She had a soul. She had thought about her. And as the movie went on, you were more in favor, harmonious with the mother than you were with anybody else, but only because appearances were deceiving. Many times we look at a scowl on a person's face, and we think that they're unhappy with us. And, in truth, are they unhappy with us, or are they unhappy with something in their life? How can we even begin to believe in appearances? How can we even begin to believe that things are always exactly like they appear to be? And they are not. They are not at all like they appear to be. We all look at movies, and we all look at the television, and we look at all sorts of objective things in life. And as we look, we make observations. We make choices of belief about them. And as we watch it and think about it, we think, goodness sakes, how terrible. We watched a movie the other night, and one of the primary characters was a very definite person, a very definite character actor, and he looked like the devil. He looked like he would play a very mean and a very hard and a very hateful role. And as the movie progressed, he did just that. He was terribly mean and terribly heartless and difficult to appreciate, difficult to love him. And then in the final scenes, the lead character said to him, "You're missing only one thing in your life. You're missing love. You don't want to love, and you don't want to let people love you. You don't want to be engaged in that for some reason." And from that statement, the audience took a new view of that character. And the character, too, took a new view of himself. And he, not very convincingly, but he changed his attitude from being one of not loving to being one of feeling a deep passion within himself that he had done other people wrong, he had hurt other people. It's not a matter that he loved. It's a matter that he felt he hurt other people. Now, appearances can often be very confusing and be very deceiving because we look at them for their outward objectiveness. And many times people do things that are very startling, like a father will come home and say, "Guess what? You've been a bad boy, and so you're not going to get a birthday present from me." And the child says, "Well, I always get a birthday present because it's my birthday." "Well, this time you really were terrible." But Dad. And Dad says, "Now, you go out and sit on the front porch for a few minutes and think about how your day has been. Have you been a good boy? Have you been a good person? Have you thought nice thoughts and have you been a good person?" And so the child goes and sits on the front porch. And on the front porch is a brand new bike. It's a brand new bike, just the color he wanted, blue with red stripes on it. And he looked at it, and it's just his size. And he went over to the bike, wondering what it was doing there, because his dad told him he wasn't getting a birthday present. and on the bike was a card that said, "To my beloved son, who makes me proud of him all the time." And the boy immediately ran inside the house and said, "Dad, you gave me a bike. You gave me a birthday present, and you call me your beloved son, and you said that I always do everything right. Oh, Dad, I'm going to work so hard to do everything right because I want to do everything right." "I know, son. I know. I was playing a joke on you, and perhaps that joke wasn't very nice, but it was just I had to do it. Oh, Dad, you can play jokes like that on me anytime. Anytime you want, you can play jokes on me. Dad, can I take a ride on my bike now?" "You sure can. You go on. Now, not too long. We're going to have supper in a few minutes. So go take your ride and come back in. We'll have supper." And he goes out and jumps on his bike and rides his bike around the neighborhood saying, "Look what I got for my birthday. Look what I got for my birthday." So happy. But at first, because his father told him he wasn't going to get a present because he was mean, he was so downcast, he was so sad, he was so unhappy. But the moment he realized that the gift came because his father loved him and believed in him, it took on a whole new perspective for him. And everything became wonderful. He was no longer deceived by the appearance of no present because it was there. And when he came back in the house to have dinner with the family, he sat down at the table and he was put at the head of the table. That's where Dad always sat. And he was put at the head of the table. And he said, why do I sit here?" "Because you're the birthday boy. Because this is a special place for you today. You're the birthday boy." And then all the other children were sitting around the table. And they were smiling, big, big smiles on their faces. And then each one in rank and order presented him with a gift from them for his birthday. And last of all, his mother presented him with a birthday present. Where he thought he was going to get none, where the appearance was that he had been a bad boy and that he didn't deserve a present and that he wasn't going to get it, he didn't cry and he didn't moan and he didn't say, "I have not been a bad boy." He just said, "I got to clean up my act. I got to get in order a little more here." And he did just that. And when he did that, all the doors opened. All those appearances that were so deceiving, they were saying to him that he was not going to have a present. He was not going to have the respect and the love of his family. He was not going to have the feeling that was so important on this particular day. And he realized also that he was being loved because he was a brother, not because of what he did. He was being loved because he was a son. He was a member of the family. And he remembered that. He remembered that being a member of the family put you in line for the greatest gift in the world, the gift of unconditional love by all your family members. And that day, he learned a lesson, but also all the rest of the kids in the family learned a lesson, and even Mom and Dad learned a lesson. And all of them could not help but give, even when they said they weren't going to give any gifts. They had to love this child of theirs. Appearances can be deceiving, but they don't have to be deceiving because they don't have to say anything other than all is in divine order. And when they say all is in divine order, then appearances are ready for believing. And that's the kind you and I have in our life all the time, appearances that we can believe in. Have a wonderful birthday today, because every day is our birthday, as we wake up to a new us, and we find that as we unconditionally love ourselves and everyone in our world, presents flow to us. Have a glorious day.